Okay, so today's recording is going to be about the subject of 9/11. My name is Michael Trotter. I'm 15 years old. Today is December 17th, 2018, I believe, and I'm speaking with my stepfather, Jamie Edwards, and we're recording this in Bakersfield, California. So, can you tell me how old were you when this event happened?
What event?
9/11.
9/11, let's see, 9/11 2001. So I would have been 26 years old.
And what were you doing at the time?
So I first heard about it on my way to work. I was driving to work and I heard some information on the radio about some attacks or something, or a plane crash had crashed into the World Trade Center. I didn't know all the details and if it was real, but when I got to work, then everybody was talking about it.
And where were you working at?
I was working at Calcott. It's a cotton cooperative. They buy and sell cotton.
Like, how has it affected you overall?
Hasn't really personally affected me, but it did start the war with Afghanistan and Iraq, and then also just the increased security measures that came about for the whole country after the 9/11 attacks happened.
How do you feel about that?
Was a little scary, to be honest. The world seemed somewhat safe before, but then afterwards, it just didn't seem quite as safe. It's like everything changed after 9/11. You had this somewhat innocent time in life, from my perspective anyway, before 9/11, and then after 9/11, wasn't so innocent.
Did you have any relatives living around the area when that happened?
I did not. I didn't know anybody in New York at the time.
Did anyone else in your family know about the have like were they anywhere near it or?
No, not that I'm aware of.
And when they received notice about this, like, did you talk with them about how they felt about it or communicate with them at all?
Not really. I talked about it more with my coworkers just because we were all there together that day, but not with any family members.
Did you happen to like see any documentaries about it after that?
Yeah, actually, that whole day we were all just watching the news. Like, hardly any work got done that day. Everybody was just watching the news and seeing the story as it unfolded and as events happened throughout the day. You weren't even alive yet, so it was a pretty big event, and it lasted kind of throughout the day. The planes crashed early in the morning, and then the buildings were on fire, and then both buildings collapsed as the day went on, and it was a scary, amazing scene, and we were just all glued to TVs and the internet that day.
How did you feel about the memorials and how many losses there were? Like, did you feel somewhat mournful?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, it's 3,000 to 4,000 people, whatever it was, died in all the attacks. There's 2,000 or so just at World Trade Center, and then Pentagon was hit, and the other one that crashed in Pennsylvania, I think. And it's a huge loss of life. It's one of the worst attacks on U.S. soil in history.
And were you listening to what the president at the time, I don't really remember his name, but
George Bush.
yeah, George Bush, did you listen to his speech about it?
I did. I don't remember too much about it, though. And what I do remember is that he was actually at an elementary school doing story time, when he got the news of the attack and someone came and whispered something in his ear, and you could just kind of see the look on his face, he was, you know, rightfully shocked. And to not scare the kids, he didn't say anything about it or do anything. He just finished the story time, and then they escorted him out of there and went to whatever their safe place is at the time.
Do you have any other input about the event?
No, not really.
All right. Well, it's almost like it's past the end of the recording, so again, I have interviewed my stepfather, Jamie Edwards, and this has been Michael Chawther, and farewell.